Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning. It is 6th of July 2018, and if you think you can crack the menace called fake news, well, WhatsApp is offering up to $50,000 to independent researchers studying how misinformation and propaganda spreads across social media platforms. Well, you have the weekend to mull it over. Our starting point would be to arrest the sweatshops that manufacture the propaganda and the rumors to begin with. Well, the good thing is now that Mukesh Ambani doesn't have to be the only one betting large, you may soon have a 1 gigabyte fiber line available through Reliance, and if you have enough fiber in you to gamble soon, you may be able to do that legally in India as well, as you'll find out in today's edition of The Auditorial. B.R. Ambedkar shared a special mention and a special place with Vedic priests and political sages to usher in the social cause angle to gambling or legalized betting. The report by Law Commission titled Legal Framework Gambling and Sports Betting Including Cricket in India leaves the final call to Parliament and the state legislatures and recommends various ways to regulate the betting market in India. The Law Commission concludes that such a move will generate immense revenue which can be used for social welfare to curb underworld influence and restrict black money and money laundering. It has been prepared by the panel under Chairman Justice B.S. Chauhan after the Supreme Court ordered it to study the possibility while hearing a case between the BCCI and Cricket Association of Bihar. The recommendations suggest that minors and people getting government subsidy may not be allowed to participate in turning their luck around. The report goes all the way back to Narad Smriti, a treatise attributed to Narad in Indian mythology. Narad Smriti describes gambling as a lawful amusement when carried out in public gaming houses. The Narad Smriti and Kautilya all advocated that gambling should exist under the control of the state. The report reads, the Mahabharata in particular received frequent mention. The argument that had gambling been regulated in the Mahabharata period, Yudhishthir could not have put his brothers and wife as stakes and perhaps Mahabharata could not have been there is full of substance, according to the report. While the primary law on which states have framed their gambling legislation is an archaic British-era law called the Public Gambling Act of 1867. According to a Doha-based International Centre for Sport Security, the illegal betting market in India is worth $150 billion or roughly ₹9.6 lakh crores. Most of it is via local bookmakers and unregulated offshore websites. The government could earn tens of thousands of crores as tax revenue by legalizing sports betting. Additionally, if online gambling and casinos are also permitted, the estimated tax revenue would be much higher and also help in creating large-scale employment opportunities. Talking about employment, well, just a few days after the Prime Minister hit out at the opposition on spreading fake news about the rising unemployment in India and blaming lack of data after quoting from the EPFO figures, which showed that the job market was picking up. Well, the selective use of data may have come to bite the government now. According to the Indian Express today, the Employees Provident Fund Organization or the EPFO's enrollment numbers, which formed the basis for an independent study released earlier this year that the government cited as an indicator of buoyancy in formal job creation in the economy, has now been sharply whittled down for each of the 6 months where data was released. Subsequently, in this budget speech for 2018-19, then finance minister and now a minister without a portfolio, that is jobless Arun Jaitley, had cited the study saying an independent study conducted recently has shown that 70 lakh formal jobs will be created this year. The same data now says that downward revision in net enrollment numbers that range from 6% to 21% for each of the months between September 2017 and March 2018. Cumulatively, for September-March 2017-18, the total net enrollment has been reduced by 12.58% or 4.95 lakhs to 34.40 lakh as against 39.35 lakh estimated earlier. Well, we will have to wait for a blog by Arun Jaitley or a passing statement by half finance minister, half treasurer Piyush Goyal to get some light on what is the spin being put on a data that was earlier so relied upon, which is not following the government diktat. Since we are in diktats, after a massive uproar, a prominent private co-education school in Pune called the MIT Vishwashanti Gurukul School withdrew its bizarre order mandating all girl students to wear only white or beige underwear on campus. The school management sought to justify the same on grounds of safety of the girl students, perhaps. But parents were required to adhere to this by signing a diary daily, failing which the violators could face action. Meanwhile, in the infamous Gorakhpur of the famous Uttar Pradesh, a school principal who is also the owner of the school, her brother and two teachers were arrested on Thursday after videos of girl students in a toilet appeared on social media. During initial investigation, it was found that the principal's brother had installed the camera in the girl's toilet 5 months ago. Two teachers of the school discovered it and posted the videos on social media. The four accused have been arrested under relevant sections of the IT Act and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences or the POCSO Act, according to the official. And while we are on POCSO, probably the first time POCSO has been slapped on for online threats, and this time on a man who claimed to be the accountant for BJP in Ahmedabad, but that too is apparently fake. Within 48 hours of Home Minister Rajnath Singh asking for action after an unidentified troll threatened Congress spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi's minor daughter with rape, Girish Maheshwari, 36 years old, was arrested near Ahmedabad yesterday. On his Facebook page, Maheshwari has claimed to be working as an accounting associate at the BJP. He claims to work for the BJP in Ahmedabad. However, a senior police officer said no such links to the party have been revealed in the investigation, and the perv has been working for a company called Food Agro for the past 6 to 7 years. Girish, who is originally from Rajasthan, was arrested by the Maharashtra police after the police tracked him down using the IP address of his computer and the location of his cell phone. Well, where there is a will, there is always a way. Meanwhile, in Japan, the leader of the Aum Shinrikyo Doomsday Cult, which carried out a deadly nerve gas attack on the Tokyo Underground in 1995, has been executed. The sarin attack, Japan's worst terror incident, killed 13 people and injured thousands more. Japan media are reporting that 6 other Aum Shinrikyo members have also been executed, and another 6 members of the cult are still waiting execution. And before we leave you for the weekend and be back with the things legal, illegal and about to be legal, a story from the law of the jungle which may be valid as the law of the land as well. At least 2 rhino poachers who made their entry into a South African reserve with high-powered rifles and axe were mauled to death after they strayed into a pride of lions. So bad was the attack by the kings of the jungle that the officials aren't sure of how many poachers were there exactly, because not much was left of them, and that too after several lions had to be tranquilized before the remains could be recovered. That is all that we have for you for today and this week. We will be back on Monday. Meanwhile, recover from the week for the week and enjoy the magic called football as the excitement returns tonight. Until Monday, goodbye from us at takeapart.in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.